You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Q106.5, David and Cindy, happy Friday.
Woo-hoo.
I am having the most delicious apple.
It sounds like it. You're crunching away over there.
I can't stop. It's a red delicious apple from Hannaford. It's not a bushel, right? It's not enough. I didn't get a bushel. I got like a bag.
I hope you didn't get a bushel. I don't think they sell them by the bushel basket.
You got to have like hundreds in a bushel, right?
I don't know how many is in a bushel. I have no idea.
Hey, Alexa. No, we don't have an Alexa in here. Shoot. I hate having to think for myself. I hate that. I need my smart speaker around. How many apples are... Anyways, this
Siri,
is the
how
most...
How many apples are in a bushel?
Thank you. Finally. Jeez. What's good? What good is having technology if we can't use it? This apple is just so good.
One bushel of apples will make... No, I don't want to know what it will make.
Siri is so stupid.
A bushel of apples is 38 to 42 pounds of apples.
Let's see. Again, I don't over-exaggerate things, but... That bag that I carried out of Hannaford must have been, I mean, I handled it. It's hard for me to gauge how much things weigh.
I know, because you're so strong.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can carry hundreds and hundreds, and I won't even know. Like, most people will be like, how are you carrying around 200 pounds? And I'm like, I had no idea. It feels like nothing to me.
How does it feel that people lie to you all the time?
I don't mind it. As long as it makes me feel better.
There you go.
I don't mind it one single bit. Anyways, this is the best apple I have had. And this whole bag, all these apples have been fantastic. It can't be because, are they fresh? Do you think they're fresh?
Probably, yeah.
Man, so good. I've never had apples so good. Is it? All right. I'll live in Maine just for the apples.
There you go.
Not for this weather, though. What is this? So I'm going to be doing something tomorrow, and coming up, I'll talk about it. But I don't know if I'm going to actually be able to do it.
Okay, because it will be too cold?
I think so. We'll talk about that on the way, but let's focus on the important things, like free stuff.
Free stuff?
Free stuff.
Like?
12 OC tickets tonight.
Oh.
So late last night. The guys at 12OC, we had them on our show yesterday.
Right.
12OC, if you're not familiar, you probably are, but if you're not, fantastic country band out of Portland.
Yeah, very much so.
So good.
Super talented.
And they were like, hey, we have our show at the Criterion Theater.
Right.
In Bar Harbor.
Right.
Friday night. How about you give away 5 pairs of tickets on air?
5 pairs?
5 pairs.
That's awesome.
Right? And who, I mean, this, it's going to be a clear day, beautiful weekend. Who wouldn't want to go to Bar Harbor today?
Exactly. Great day to be in Bar Harbor.
And then tonight, see 12OC. So in the 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock hours, we'll be giving away those tickets. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Unless you want a pair. Do you want a pair? I might take a pair.
I don't think so. I have to work tomorrow.
Okay, I'll take a pair. I think Jordan will want a pair. We have 3 pairs of tickets to give away. No, your chance to win coming up. Also, we have that opportunity to go see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida. Oh, you're not familiar with that? We'll tell you about that coming up, too.
Right.
Lots of fun to be had right here on David and Cindy. Happy Friday. Dane, it feels like gold or cold?
Gold.
I think you got it wrong because it feels like cold, like very cold. Q106.5.
Yeah, you're sitting here in a hoodie and I'm in a short sleeve shirt. I guess that's difference in how we acclimate.
Who is the Mainer? And who's the from away? It's pretty obvious.
It will settle in on me. I've been running around a lot. So now that I'm sitting for the rest of the morning, it's at some point I'll be putting the sweatshirt back on.
Well, I'm not moving, so I'm just going to sit here bundled up and pray that warmth hits me eventually. We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, my gosh. Happy Friday.
I'm so glad it's Friday.
Me too.
So glad it's Friday.
Tomorrow morning, I was planning on, no, and I'm going to, gosh, okay. Dang it. I'm going to.
Okay.
I don't care about what they say. If it's going to be crowded, I hear it's going to be because they have the MDI Marathon, Mountain Desert Island Marathon going on over the weekend.
Okay.
So a lot of people are coming in. They're bringing in their families, 2,500 runners.
Wow. And
yeah, I think it's just going to be very packed over there. And I don't care how cold it's going to be. By the way, it's 31 right now. But I want to do the sunrise hike on Cadillac Mountain.
Okay.
That's my plan.
All right.
But it's 31 right now.
Well, once you get hiking.
You would think.
And you'll be hiking up through the woods, so it's kind of insulated in the woods. You'll be fine.
I love your optimism. I love the key word there, the key phrase.
Yeah.
Once you start.
Right.
It's like, I'm like an engine. Okay. I'm like a car engine, a very small one, very small, weak one.
Okay.
That you need to turn on and prep and get warm. Like for that to happen, you're going to need to turn me on. Like I can't sleep tonight. I'm just going to have to stay bundled up and warm all night. So I keep going. Cause once I get into bed there's no way I'm going to wake up, step outside and be like, yeah, I'm not doing this.
Well, that I get. I can understand that.
But I'm going to. But tomorrow morning is supposed to be just about as cold as it is right now.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine. I don't think I have enough clothes. I don't think I have enough clothes to wear. I got to put on every article of clothing that I own to hike up. And then how ridiculous am I going to look?
David.
Yeah.
You need to bulk up your wardrobe if you don't have enough clothes to go hiking now. Mm-hmm. It's just going to get colder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be in the 70s on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, and then temperatures are going to plummet at the end of the week from what they're saying.
I saw that. Just looking at the weather apps, 70s Monday, Tuesday, and then 40.
And 40 is, you know.
40's freezing. I'm freezing right now and it's 30.
Yeah,
it's still. I'm waiting for that thing to go up. So I can start functioning again. No, I'm hoping to do I'm going to do the hike tomorrow morning. I think that'll be a lot of fun to see the sunrise. Because right now on Cadillac Mountain, I just wrote down the dates. Oh gosh, where is it? Between October 7th and November 29th, the sun first hits the top of Cadillac Mountain on the island of Mount Desert, Maine, before anywhere else in the United States.
Between what dates?
Between October 7th and November
29th. Okay.
So I'm right there. How cool would, I just think that's so cool.
It is very cool. I mean, I did that the night of my senior prom. A bunch of us went to the top of Cadillac Mountain and waited for the sun to come up.
So when I reach the peak, should I look around and feel the sense of sin from Miss Cindy's younger years?
No, not that night.
Like this. Well, this is where it happened, folks. This is it.
The only sin that night was alcohol related.
Okay. I can still smell the whiskey here from Miss Cindy's senior prom.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Coming up, 8:20 this morning will be your first code. We want to send somebody to go see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's paid airfare for two nights in a hotel paid, tickets to the show, and $500 in spending cash.
That's right. You just got to listen.
In November, when you're really going to want to go to Florida for a couple of days.
Yeah, that show's November 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. That's on the way right here, Q106.5. Speaking of staying warm, Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, they're all about their saunas over there and their hot tubs. And I love their showroom. They're all decked out for Halloween. I think it's absolutely funny. They have a skeleton in one of their saunas. It's hilarious. At Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, they have a great selection of saunas to help you unwind, detox, and enjoy that cozy warmth of all year long. There's so many benefits of having a sauna. They have two-person saunas, I believe up to six-person saunas there at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. The key word for me there is warmth. I would just get one to just sit in all year round or all winter long. Whether you're looking for the traditional sauna or an infrared experience, they've got the perfect option to fit your lifestyle.
Saunas are a fantastic way to boost your circulation, relieve stress, soothe sore muscles, keep you happy in the winter. All you have to do is just stop by and talk to one of the fantastic staff members there at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool to find out about their sauna selection today. 96 Parkway South in Brewer. That's their showroom. So many hot tubs to choose from, too. Spoil yourself. They have financing available, and they'll work with you to hook your patio up. They're not salespeople. They're mainers. They're neighbors. They want you to be able to enjoy your patio in the backyard to its fullest. 96 Parkway South in Brewer. SandDollarSpa.com is their website. SandDollarSpa.com. I love Sand Dollar Spa and Pool.
Doesn't warm me up. I saw somebody running this morning, and I'm like, how are you running? I'm barely crawling. I'm barely getting into work. I crawled to my truck and turned on the heater and waited. Aww. This person's out there running. Q106.5, we're David and Cindy. I feel like you don't feel bad for me at all.
I just don't.
I get it. Mm-mm. You know what? I'll stop. I'm done. Okay. Do you know what this year's top Halloween costumes will be?
Oh, I got to think political, right?
Ooh, I don't see that on this list.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm surprised it's not. I'm surprised they're not political. I'm sure that's going to be in the top. But Google Trends recently released its list of top Halloween costumes for 2024, based purely on Google searches.
Okay.
And
who is it that you love? The guy in the red suit.
I know. I'll let you think about that. How do you not remember? I made you not only watch the trailer a million times, once the movie finally came out, I played highlight. I talked about it incessantly. In fact, even one time you were like, David, I'm walking out of the studio. I can't take this talk anymore. I just can't. You sound like a big dork. And I was like,
which is probably why I blocked it out of my mind.
Trauma. It's trauma. That's what it is over there. It's trauma from this movie that I wouldn't stop talking about. We'll have that list of top Halloween costumes after we check in with Emily from WABI TV5.
We have a chilly start to the morning, but by this afternoon, expect sunshine with temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s.
Whatever.
North-northwest wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, lows anywhere from 30 to 40 with a light west wind. By Saturday, lots of sunshine, temperatures warming up, mid-60s to upper 60s. West-southwest wind, 5 to 15 miles per hour. By Sunday, mostly sunny, highs once again in the mid-60s to upper 60s. Winds will be out of the west at 5 to 15 miles per hour. By Monday, mostly sunny, highs anywhere from the mid-60s to low 70s. And by Tuesday, another mostly sunny day with temperatures in the low 60s to low 70s. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 meteorologist Emily Hillman.
31 degrees now at Q106.5, and it's Deadpool.
Yeah. There you go. I like Emily's delivery of the weather, by the way.
Yeah?
She just has such a sweet voice.
She does.
At least she could say, you're going to freeze to death today. It's that cold. And I'm just like, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's cool. I love that. Sure, Emily, you said sounds good. It's coming from you.
Right. Freeze to death. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Emily.
We could do that.
Yeah. Deadpool is actually specifically not on this list.
Oh, wow.
Google Trends recently released its list of the top Halloween costumes for 2024. Now, this is based purely on Google searches.
Okay.
The top overall, top five, Shrunken Head Bob from Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Sabrina Carpenter, who Jordan Verge taught us about who that was yesterday.
Right.
I guess she's a female singer, and she's
right.
Yeah,
right.
Lady Deadpool.
Lady Deadpool.
Have you not seen Deadpool and Wolverine?
I've not seen it yet.
Okay, all right. I know what we're gonna do. One of these shows, we're just gonna play Deadpool and Wolverine over and over on loop throughout the show.
We'll pause every time we have to talk. Yeah. Okay.
Ray Gunn or Rachel Gunn. So she's that Australian breakdancer who went viral for her performance or lack thereof at the Paris Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Envy from Inside Out 2. Envy from Inside Out 2.
Yep.
Those are the top overall. The top trending costumes for kids. We'll talk about those coming up. Have you picked out your...
So these are not for kids. These are for grown-ups.
These are the ones overall, yeah. So even okay. Grown-ups... Lady Deadpool, I mean, that's definitely going to be... I could see... That's going to be one of those where it's like, we're going to wear the costume, but see how little clothes we can wear.
Okay.
That's one of those costumes.
Okay. Yeah. And Envy would be easy because just make your face blue and your hair blue and wear like purple or blue. That would be easy to do.
I don't think I've seen Inside Out 2, and I think it's streaming on Disney Plus. I need to watch that one.
It's really good.
Oh, you've seen that, but you haven't seen Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
Man, you're missing out.
I spend way too much time with kids.
I get it. And I'm just a kid in a glorious grown man's body.
Very true.
Yeah. So I'm just another kid you hang out with. The top kid costumes coming up right here on David and Cindy, Q106.5. See our coworker got his moose?
He did?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Was there any doubt? I mean, none of us doubted that he was going to get his
no,
moose.
No, but...
Daddy Dustin.
Listen... Daddy does. We have we have several salespeople here. Father Free. We have Queen Katie, right. and Daddy Dustin.
Right.
Dustin got his permit, and he it looks like he got it. I saw a picture circulating. He's
nice.
Yeah, he's all proud and happy.
Oh, of course he is. He should be.
And he should be ready to share some meat.
Yeah, I think we need to have another one of those. Barbecue. Well, it's kind of chilly for maybe a barbecue.
Yeah,
we don't know what to do with that.
No, he just needs to share. I mean, I'm going to need it to be cleaned and packaged nicely for me because I'm a little princess, and I don't know how to handle all the the dirty stuff.
The dirty stuff.
Right. So I'm going to need him to get that done. But okay. we need to do not a barbecue, but padlock the doors and not let him back into the building unless he shows up with packages. For everybody.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, he's got more than... It's him and his, wife? That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Q106.5, it's David and Cindy. Happy Friday! Happy Friday! Screaming happy! How did the temperature go down? Again.
It did. 30 degrees outside.
What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? It was 31.
Yeah.
And now it's 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll go back up.
According to Google Trends, they just released their list of top Halloween costumes. This is based purely on Google searches. Now, we shared the top five earlier. Shrunken Head Bob from Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Okay.
That's that guy with the little head.
Right.
Sabrina Carpenter, popular pop singer. Lady Deadpool, going to be popular. I understand that this is one that's where they don't wear the full costume. They kind of like... You know,
I was gonna say because they like the red jumpsuit look, or
yeah, it's gonna be one of those sexy costumes.
Yeah, okay,
right,
sexy Deadpool.
Ray Gunn from Rachel Gunn, the Australian breakdancer who went viral.
Right,
we all remember her.
Yes,
and Envy from Inside
I guess
Out.
That's what you call what she was doing.
Breakdancing, yeah. Right? I felt so bad for her. I'm like, man, she made it to the Olympics. Leave her alone. She did better than I ever did as far as becoming an Olympian.
That's very true.
She did something right to get there. Right. All right. Trending top kid costumes, according to Google Trends, based purely on Google searches. Red from The Descendants, The Rise of Red. I typically know all Disney movies.
Rise of Red.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Queen of Hearts is also another popular one. Kidpool from Deadpool and Wolverine. Again, you have not seen this movie, and it crushes my soul that you haven't seen Deadpool and Wolverine. It doesn't make sense to me. How have you not seen this movie? It's really good.
I'm sorry.
Kidpool, yeah. And then also Dogpool is popular for pets. They put a little asterisk. I'm telling you, you got to see this movie. This movie's going to make you laugh just like that.
I'm just trying to imagine getting Toby into a red jumpsuit. Would not go well.
Dr. Doom, who is a Marvel villain, and Robert Downey Jr. was announced, or it was announced this year that Robert Downey Jr. would be playing Dr. Doom.
Right.
A Marvel villain.
Right.
His
face you do not see, right?
It's one of the, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm a nerd, but not that big of a nerd.
Yeah, he has like a mask or
Peely is from the video game Fortnite.
Okay. I don't know.
And then Gojo is a character from the Yep, I'm lost there too.
Peely. Peely is a banana.
That's it. That's it.
Apparently a banana that then they peel off the outer cover and they're like a character underneath, I guess. I don't know.
It says it's a character from the video game Fortnite. Do you know what your grandkids are going to?
It's a banana.
Okay, that's it? Okay. Why don't they just put banana? Do you know what your grandkids are going as?
I know one of my grandsons is going as Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow. What a pull.
I have to admit, I don't remember the rest of them.
So we know who Grandma's favorite is. Got it.
No, just the fact that he's Michael Jackson, because I loved Michael Jackson. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
And he tries to do some of the moves, and it's hilarious.
Is he any good?
No.
I hope he's listening. Grandma, I heard I you on the radio.
No, he's got some moves. They're just not quite Michael Jackson, but he's got some moves.
All right, coming up, three things to know before you go. And we have five pairs of tickets to give away. That's five chances for you to win tickets to go see 12OC tonight in Bar Harbor.
Very cool.
Yeah, such a fun show. That's all in the way right here on David and Cindy. Thanks for listening. We are David and Cindy. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Surely the sun is up. The sun's up by now, so surely the temperature has gone up, right? The temperature is not good. What is going on?
In Maine, we call that ineffective sunshine.
that's actually a thing. I like that.
I think it was Todd Simcox who said that. Some meteorologists used to call it ineffective sunshine.
I love that.
The sun is out. It's not warming anything. It's just
making you well aware that you're awake and it is that cold.
That's right.
31 degrees right now. Ooh. And somehow, we're going to be able to put on our bikinis.
What?
On Monday and Tuesday when it's in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to feel very warm after this. That's going to be crazy.
What mind tricks are you playing on me, Maine? You're going to go from 30 to 70 to 40 to blizzard.
Yeah, so you think 40 is cold, but by January or February, if we get a 40-degree day, you're going to be like peeling clothes off going, wow, it's so warm today.
How funny.
Everything is relative.
Right. Well, the high today is like in the 50s, and then over the weekend, 60s, 70s, Monday, Tuesday, and then our high at the end of next week is 40-something. Yeah. Wild. But hey.
Welcome to Maine.
I love being on this roller coaster with you.
Okay.
Hey, so on Friday, we celebrate our wins.
Right.
We appreciate our losses. We learn from them. We all have our L's from the week. But on Friday, we want to celebrate that win of the week. What W did you have this week, big or small, that you can ride into the weekend and celebrate? Because we work hard.
That's right.
Mine is very, for example, mine's very, very simple this week.
Yeah, what is it?
I bought a rake. I've had it on my to-do list forever. It's been fall for how long?
A while now.
The leaves have been falling for how long?
Yeah, see, if you rake too soon, you just end up doing it again because not all the leaves are down. So waiting, not necessarily a bad thing.
I love that you're in my corner and justifying my procrastination.
Hey, we don't rake at our house. So. Okay. Too many trees, too many leaves. I would spend like the entire season raking.
Right.
It's not worth it.
If it weren't for our two dogs who would keep going out in and out and bringing in leaves.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't either.
I know. That's my house right now.
Yeah. So that reason, and also I bought those pumpkin trash bags.
Right.
Well, I really want to use those.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They're cute. So yeah. If it weren't for, actually, that's the real answer. If it weren't for those pumpkin trash bags, I would have never bought a rake and never raked. but that's my W. What about you?
I learned some new technology this week.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Yeah. Thank you, David, for teaching it to me yesterday. But
oh, we learned it together.
This business, it's constant. I mean, when I started in this business, I was spinning vinyl. It was playing records.
Right.
Some of you don't know what records are. Ask your parents.
Yeah, what are what's vinyl? You said vinyl?
And so learning new technology has been just part of my life, but at this point I've gotten kind of complacent, and it's cool to learn something new. So
And you learn that new technology because you are going to be broadcasting live from U.S. Cellular on Stillwater Avenue.
That's right. Tomorrow, it's US Days that they're celebrating, and we'll explain what that is. But it's basically, you know, putting your phone down and spending some time with your loved ones and looking up from your phone once in a while is basically what it's all about, which is kind of cool for a cell company to say, hey, put the phone down for a few minutes.
Yeah.
They're going to have some exclusive deals. They're going to have some food. We're going to have tickets to give away to A Day to Remember, their concert in Portland, and we'll have some PBR tickets.
PBR tickets?
PBR tickets.
Oh, wow.
To give away as well from 11 to 1 tomorrow, U.S. Cellular Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, and I will be using my new technology that I understand, that I now know how to do.
So go there, 877 Stillwater Avenue tomorrow, 11 to 1. You can meet Cindy Campbell, but if she is... I'm not going to say struggling with the new technology, but over there...
There will be no struggling.
There will be no struggling.
It's going to go like clockwork.
That's right.
Yes.
But if she's mumbling under her breath a little bit, don't get close because she's not saying anything appropriate whatsoever.
What the bleep?
What is your win from the week? We want to hear. We want to celebrate with you. 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a text message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
106.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Friday. It is a warm... Really? Still? Are you working?
Is it warm?
Hold on.
I mean, even I have put my sweatshirt on after I was teasing you about yours this morning.
I got it. That thing... It's really not working. I don't think it is. There's no way it's still 31 degrees.
Well,
let's not
see what our friends at TV5 say.
Hmm.
They say it's 31 degrees.
They are no friends of mine. They are no friends of mine. Hey, on Friday, before we get to good news, on Friday, we celebrate our W's of all sizes from the week. We learn from our losses and appreciate them, but we celebrate our win. Going into the weekend, we want to ride that W.
Right.
Big or small.
Right.
Miss Cindy learned new technology over the week.
Right.
And I bought a rake. Like I said, all big or small. Ashley Hoskins wrote in. And congratulations, Ashley. She said, I paid my car off today. There we go. Ashley, that's big.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Wow, that's huge. That's such a good feeling. I'm so far away from that.
And Amber wrote in and said, I finally said no and took time for myself. There you go, Amber. I know how hard that can be.
That's awesome. I did that yesterday. I watched Shrinking.
Oh, we're going to have to get into that then in a little bit. Did you watch both episodes?
For me to sit down for that long and do nothing but watch TV, that was like huge.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Amber. Good for you, Ashley. Can't wait to talk Shrinking with you, Miss Cindy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, isn't it good?
It is.
I know it's better than the first season. Okay, all right.
Before we get into good news, let's congratulate Alfred Meister of Jackson, the latest winner in the Orrington Fire and Rescue Association 31-day gun raffle. I should have that written in front of me.
That's a lot.
It is.
I can't believe you remember all that.
Someone from Orrington Fire and Rescue will be getting a hold of you, Alfred, and letting you know how to get your prize.
Very cool. Congratulations, Alfred.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into good news.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue in Bangor. Friends, family, community. I love what's happened to local police agencies in the last 10 years, where they're becoming more a part of the community and they want to be less, it's the police, and just kind of communicating with the community.
Less intimidating.
Right. Brewer Police Department did this really cool video that's on their Facebook page about Halloween safety. And, you know, they could have just slapped up a post with a list of these are the things you should be doing, parents. But instead, they made this cute video that has one of the members of the police department going around with this little girl who's adorable. And actually, there's a little boy in it, too. Asking some favorite Halloween characters what the safety tips are. So there's a witch, and there's a wolf, and there's a vampire.
Oh,
a werewolf and a vampire.
Right.
So it's really cute, and they put it on their Facebook page, and I encourage everyone to go and check it out. It's kind of, it's very corny. I'm not going to say kind of. It's very corny, but it's really nicely done.
They took extra steps to make it entertaining right. and bring smiles to people's faces.
Exactly.
Well, good on you, Brewer PD. That's amazing. I haven't met anybody from Brewer PD. We met somebody from Bangor PD.
Right.
We got to get somebody from Brewer PD in.
Okay.
At some point.
Yeah.
I know they're busy.
Making videos.
Yeah, I've been making videos, which are very effective. And certently
putting on makeup because, I mean, the vampire, it's pretty cool.
I'll have to go take a look.
Yeah.
All right. Love that good news. This hour, we're going to, and you know what? In fact, we'll do it right now.
Okay.
407-991-9500. Where was I going?
I don't know.
I think I was headed to Florida with 407. 207-991-9500. If you're caller number 10,
okay,
you win a pair of tickets to go see 12OC tonight in Bar Harbor.
Nice.
This is a great band. And they're performing at the Criterion Theater?
Yep.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go in there.
Yeah, I've never been in there either.
Really?
Really.
Well, somebody's going to be in there tonight with a free pair of tickets to see 12OC, 207-991-9500. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Whoa, that was really hot. Not outside, though. 32 degrees, Miss Cindy.
Poor babe. No, yes, it is. It's cold. Whatever. It is cold. I was going to say poor baby, but you know what? Yeah, it's cold today.
It's all right. It's all right because it's Friday and we are celebrating our wins, no matter what the size. We appreciate the losses from the week.
Right.
We learn from them, but we celebrate the W's of all sizes. For example, I bought a rake.
That's excellent.
It was on my to-do list for like months since I moved here because I knew the leaves were going to fall. I finally bought one
yesterday. You have a lot of trees. I mean, you're in the trees. So, yeah, absolutely.
I live deep in the woods. Deep, 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 deep in the woods.
Uh-huh.
How deep?
Uh-huh.
Deep. And then you learned new technology, Miss Cindy.
I did. I learned how to... Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. I get it. There we go.
Sorry, sitting my butt down.
No, you got to get comfortable.
Yeah, I learned new technology, which... You know, the older you get, sometimes the harder it is to learn that stuff. So I'm pretty proud of myself.
Oh, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
And you actually learned it. Me, I'm just looking at it like I'm never, like TikTok. I'm never learning TikTok. I refuse.
Wait a minute. You taught me.
TikTok?
No. The new technology, so.
Well, that was just a little trick I knew.
Well, it worked.
I'm glad it did. And the reason we learned that is because you're going to be at U.S. Cellular tomorrow, 877 Stillwater Avenue, Bangor, from 11 until 1.
Yeah, with some food and some exclusive deals. And they love to talk to you about their phones and their plans and about us days and putting your phone in us mode, which has to do with, you know, giving yourself some time every day to take a break from the phone and actually communicate with people face to face, which is awesome.
Yeah. And you can communicate with Cindy Campbell tomorrow and have a win there because I think meeting Cindy Campbell is a huge W.
Ah, well, thank you. Especially when she has PBR tickets to give away.
Oh, that's right.
And tickets to see A Day to Remember in Portland. So come by and get signed up for those.
Very cool.
Yeah. U.S. Cellular tomorrow, Stillwater Avenue from 11 to 1.
And if she's dealing with some new technology and speaking underneath her breath, just let her be for 5 minutes.
Don't get too close. You don't want to probably hear what I'm saying. I would never do that when I'm in public. I'm always appropriate.
Peter wrote in and said, Peter Ciampi, he wrote in. Thank you, Peter. He said, got all the materials needed for Trunk or Treat. Amicus in Bangor.
Amicus.
That's what I've said.
No, I had to learn how to say that too. It's amicus.
What is amicus? Is it an animal? A fruit?
Amicus, I believe, is transportation for people with disabilities.
Oh, I was way off.
I think.
Okay. Very cool, Peter. That's amazing. Amicus in Bangor.
Yep.
Hosting next Saturday. Good. Good job, Peter.
And Chloe survived another week pregnant with a toddler and a six-year-old. I feel like that's enough. That is more than enough,
you,
Chloe.
You get a slow clap for that, Chloe.
Awesome.
There we go.
Yeah. Yep.
If you have a win, we want to celebrate with you. 207-991-9500. And you can, of course, hit up our app.
Yeah, leave us a voicemail or a text message on the Q106.5 app.
Always a win going to Mason's Brewing Company in Machias or in Brewer. And this weekend, if you're looking at the forecast, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Finally get to sit outside, enjoy that waterfront a little bit, and move over, Grandma, because at Mason's, they now have their Smashing Pumpkins beer. 6.5% alcohol, 100% delicious. Grandma, your pumpkin pie has competition. Because I'm sorry, I've had a couple of those, and it's far better than any pumpkin pie I've ever had. And if you're not familiar, Mason's, they have brunch, and it's delicious. They have this, what do you even call this thing? The brunch melt, fennel sausage, salami, two sunny eggs, American cheese, maple sriracha mayo, all tucked between perfectly grilled white bread. You
wow.
pair that with a Bloody Mary?
I'm in.
Right? Saturday morning, Sunday morning at Mason's? Oh, they do brunch from 10:30 until 2. Hello. That's why you go to Mason's. Lunch today, too? You've deserved it. You've worked hard all week. Mason's has the best food and beer combo. You won't find a better beer or food combo anywhere. I challenge you. Mason's is the best. For the beer, the food, the views, and the staff, I will see you at Mason. 0.5, we are David and Cindy. And oh my gosh, I even mentioned this once this morning, Miss Cindy.
What's that?
13 sleeps until Halloween.
She's been sitting over there twiddling her thumbs going, what am I here for?
Well, we
listen to you guys talk.
We paid you.
Exactly.
Here, I'll do it. 13 days until Halloween. Hey, Miss Cindy, hey, now that I've mentioned that.
Yeah.
How do you turn the lights out on Halloween night?
How do you turn the lights out?
Mm-hmm.
How
do you turn the lights out on Halloween night?
I don't know how.
By flipping the lights switch.
That one's really bad. How do you flip the light switch? Is there a particular finger for that?
We are David and Cindy. Something interesting that's going on this year, more and more people are not buying the more expensive popular brands like Reese's, Snickers, Kit Kat, chocolate in general. They're actually going for Listen, I know.
It's Halloween. Halloween is chocolate.
I understand, but more and more people are going for the cheaper candies. The gummies, the Twizzlers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the sugar type. I know.
High sugar.
Right.
No chocolate.
No chocolate. It's too expensive to hand out a Reese's. If you get a Reese's this year, that's gold.
Yeah, they're buying it. They're just eating it themselves. And they're giving the kids the cheap candy. I mean, let's be honest about this, right?
Well, can you blame them?
No.
It's three times the cost.
Right.
That's the question that we're asking right now. Are you buying the cheaper stuff in lieu of the chocolate just because it's too dang expensive?
Yeah. Interesting.
Which stinks because after Halloween, everything's like, 75% off.
Yeah, that's when you go buy it for yourself.
Well, right. That's when you buy it.
I mean,
it.
I
so,
do.
207-991-9500 or hit us up on the app.
Leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have four more chances to win 12 OC tickets.
Wow, are we doing anything else in the 8 o'clock hour?
We have Jelly Roll.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we got the code, too. We want to send you to Jacksonville, Florida, to go see Jelly Roll November 23rd.
Very cool.
Yeah. In fact,
yep.
Let's give away a pair of 12 OC tickets right now.
Oh, good idea.
They're performing tonight in Bar Harbor, right. Criterion Theater.
Right. 991-9500 to win tickets to go see them.
Yep. Just be caller number 10, Q106.5. 8 days until Christmas, 41 until Thanksgiving, and 13 days until Halloween. Hey, Miss City, now that I've mentioned, by the way, it's David and Cindy, Q106.5.
Right.
Now that I've mentioned that it's Halloween in 13 days.
Right.
How did the zombie become great at trick-or-treating? How did the zombie become great at trick-or-treating?
How?
Dedication.
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 I was trying to think, you know, he took training. Mm-hmm. He took braining.
Like, right.
Yeah, no, that doesn't
work. You were overthinking it.
Yeah, I was.
You're overthinking it. We're all guilty of overthinking it all the time. It's all right. It's okay.
Okay.
Maybe that'll be your win for next week.
Not overthinking. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
We celebrate W's here on Friday. We appreciate the losses from the week. We learn from them. But we want to ride that win from the week into the weekend, big or small. And we want to celebrate it with you right here on David and Cindy. Pamela wrote in. She deep cleaned her house.
That's awesome. I commented back to her and said, this is a huge win. Hashtag not a fan of housework.
No, nobody is. So congratulations. Dana from Milford wrote in.
Hi, Dana.
And this one is huge. She said, at 42 years old, I thought it was a great idea to end the career that I knew everything about and start a new career that I know nothing about. This week has been challenging in some ways, but I'm learning new things every day, and she's loving it.
Yeah. She is so intelligent, bubbly, energetic. She's going to do great at whatever she does.
Dana, that's, I mean, what yeah, a...
wonderful.
Wow. So many people are afraid of doing that. And that's inspiring to hear that you did it and are just loving life.
Yeah.
Good for you, Dana. Yeah,
congrats, Dana. We heard from Hannah in Brewer who says, our W for the week was today. My husband, Chris, and I got to bring our son, Elliot. We met Elliot.
Oh, yeah.
To school together for the first time since he started kindergarten. Hard to balance life and work sometimes. So glad we got to do that today.
Nice.
Congratulations to Chris and Hannah. That's awesome.
Love that. And hi, Hannah and Chris.
Yeah. Elliot's so cute.
They're a great family. We want to celebrate your win with you. We'll do it all throughout the show. 207-991-9500. Cindy's win was learning new technology. Mine was buying a rake.
Buying a rake is a big deal.
Listen, I'm not minimizing it. I procrastinated buying that rake for a long time. Now I finally have it. Next week's win, did I rake the yard? We shall see.
Did I use it or did it lean against the wall?
You can win 12OC tickets. They're going to be in a great local band, 12OC. And I say local band for now.
Yeah.
I predict in the next couple of years, national big time band.
Yeah, they really are very good.
They're going to be in Bar Harbor tonight. We have free tickets to give away, and we have our latest Speaking of Winner on the phone right now. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
My name's Dawn. I'm calling from Edinburgh.
Are you able to go to Bar Harbor tonight?
I'm actually going to Bar Harbor tonight for something else. I'm doing the race this weekend. So
very cool.
No kidding. Are you actually running the marathon?
I'm running the half marathon.
13.1 miles?
13.1, yes.
Heck yeah, good for you.
That makes my knees hurt just thinking about
it. have you been training for it?
Probably not as much as I should be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, you hear that, paramedics? Well, good for you. That's amazing. And you got a free show to go to tonight.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thank you.
No, thank you. Be sure to drink a lot while watching 12OC at the Criterion. Drink lots of alcohol.
Water.
And that makes, from what I understand.
I'm getting mixed signals here.
What would the song sound like if she were like, you know, from the city? Like, she's city.
Metropolitan.
Yeah. And you have to be really careful with the lyric there when you're saying she's city. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know.
That's really good.
You let that flow, and it's like, whoa, what? She's what? You're calling her what, young man? You put some soap in your mouth, huh?
She's an urban girl.
Yeah.
There we go.
She really likes urban now. Uh-huh. Uber Eats.
Q106.5, David and Cindy. Join every gosh dang segment
in the 8 o'clock this segment. We're joined every this segment.
Joined every weekday for country music news. Can we say that? Joined every weekday.
Nah, that's too easy. Okay. Come on.
You're right.
But we'll struggle with it.
I like the struggle.
We'll struggle with it again on Monday. For right now, though, we have some business. We got Smoke and Steel. We have the Jelly Roll Code. And we have country music news. Which one do we want to get to first?
Ooh, it's like a choose your own adventure.
Right, yeah. Mm. Pick your path.
We should probably do, and I don't have a vote in this. I want to make that very clear.
Okay.
Just a suggestion. We should probably do the Jelly Roll Code.
Probably.
Okay. All right, so let's start with Smoke and Steel last night. Jelly Roll, we want to send you to go to Jacksonville, Florida, and see Jelly Roll November 23rd. Going to be a fantastic time. And this is a great experience that we're hooking you up with here on Q106.5.
Yeah, you can win round-trip airfare for two to Jacksonville. And what are you going to do there? Obviously go to the Jelly Roll concert. So you're going to have two tickets to see that concert.
Right.
You're not just going to fly there and then, you know, fly back either. You know, you're going to have the hotel.
Nice, yeah.
Two-night hotel stay.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, you don't want to spend your own money down there. So $500 in spending cash would also be thrown in there.
Right.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can do a lot with $500 in Jacksonville. All right, we just need that code. You take that code and enter it on the Q106.5 app. And that code is Jordan Bird.
Yes, that's right, David. Just open up the Q106.5 app, tap the Jelly Roll Ticks button. It's Jelly Roll Ticks, like as in T-I-X, not T-I-C-K-S.
We already did this part. 736.
That would be so silly if it was Jelly Roll Ticks.
736.
736. Jordan.
That would be...
736 is the code.
You get a pass because you were at Smoke and Steel last night.
That's right.
Oh, thank you so much for the
pass. The other days I have no explanation for you. But today, yes, 736 is the code. Take that Q106.5 app and get entered into that digital drawing to go see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida.
And remember, yeah, each code you hear and enter gives you another shot to win that vacation. Got your next code coming up at 10:20, so keep it tuned to Q106.5.
All right, do we want to save Smoke and Steel until later?
Do we want to?
It seems like a lot to be doing. I mean, I can make country music news really short. Country music news is going to be short anyways.
Okay.
Do we want to just do Smoke and Steel now?
Yeah, Smoke and Steel now. Knock it out.
All right.
I love the way he says that. Like, no one's going to be able to hear what I'm saying. Smoke and Steel now? I'm not saying this into a microphone.
Yeah. Do Smoke and Steel now.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right. So last night was week three of Nashville Nights.
Right.
It's a singing competition. It's Bangor's only open mic singing competition.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The first week, Z Minor won.
Right.
Z Minor goes to week four. Last week, Barb won. So she goes to week four.
Barb Seymour.
I saw Barb Seymour last night, and she was talking to the table that I was at. I mean, she was also talking to me. But she was saying how the people who were... who were announcing last week's winner left the suspense. It was too intense.
She basically said you talk too much.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I hate them, don't you?
Which was driving her crazy.
Yes. It's considering she was the winner too.
Right,
so
exactly.
Last night we had six acts, you know, six people waiting to see, am I going to go to week four Nashville Nights?
Yeah.
Are you guys excited?
We're excited.
We're very excited. Who won?
You gonna give us an answer here?
Yeah, I have the answer right here. For the first time in Nashville Nights history, there was a tie.
No kidding. Oh, yes. That's all right.
Yeah, so how they do is they do the in-house voting.
Right.
And when we were counting the votes, it was a tie.
Okay.
I talked with Smoke and Steel Management, and I can confirm right here, both of the people in the tie will go on to next week.
And who are they, Jordan?
Yes, Jordan.
It seems like you guys are burying the lead right now. You don't think it's as important.
It's very exciting that they're going to go on to the finals next week. Who are they?
There are four people in the finals next week. That's huge.
That is huge.
That's awesome. That's going to be
including the two who won last night.
Right, and that's going to be a great time next Thursday. Who won last night?
So week four, next Thursday.
Correct.
It's going to be Z Minor.
Yeah.
Going against Barb.
And?
Right? Going against the two people who won last night.
I'm going to throw this at him, I swear.
I'm just going to throw him out the window.
Yeah. Which were
Yes.
Yes.
The first of the two.
Yes.
Keith. Congratulations, Keith.
Congratulations.
Yay. Yes, Keith. All right. Yay.
And joining Keith.
Yes.
In week four.
All right.
Next week.
Yes. Okay.
Next Thursday.
Yes.
Okay. So it's going to be Z minor. It's going to be Barb. It's going to be Keith.
And
rounding out week four, the Nashville Night finale. And remind us, what do they win if they win Nashville Night?
I don't want to hear
did
what
it,
they win.
Didn't Ryan Seacrest does this on American Idol? And well, coming up.
Buddy. Buddy Yanks.
Oh, Yanks. Buddy. Yay.
Yes,
yes,
buddy. Yes, buddy. All right.
Yeah, so it's going to be Keith. It's going to be Buddy. It's going to be Z minor. It's going to be Barb. Next week in the Nashville Nights finale.
Very cool.
I feel like that's more country music news than it has been in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quickly, country music news. Here we go.
Q 106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. I feel like I need to go back a little bit to the smoke and steel thing. Was that too much? You know, a team meeting right here. Was that too much what I did right there?
I think it was just perfect.
Yeah, I think it was a little much. But
you think so? Okay.
I'm excited to move forward. How's that for an answer?
Okay.
What's country music news?
Brooks and Dunn, they're gearing up for the release of Reboot 2.
Very cool.
Their highly anticipated follow-up.
We are both in shock.
No, I'm waiting.
you don't have to wait. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's Friday. You know, let's celebrate Friday with some country music.
Where's Megan Maroney? Where's Gabby Barrett?
It's the follow-up to 2019 star-studded Reboot. The country music legends, of course, Brooks and Dunn, have been teasing fans with glimpses of their upcoming project, which includes 18 reimagined tracks. One of the first tracks revealed, Play Something Country, is a collaboration with Lainey Wilson.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And fans and folks are eagerly awaiting the release of the rest of the lineup, which includes notable names like Morgan Wallen. And Jelly Roll. Among the highlights of Reboot 2 is the duo's reimagined version of their 2001 hit, Ain't Nothing About You.
Right.
From their seventh studio album, Steers and Stripes.
That was one of my favorite songs by them, yeah.
Is it really? Yeah. I think it's going to become one of my favorite songs soon.
Yeah.
Now, Brooks and Dunn, they're putting a fresh spin on the classic. As we saw in a video that was shared on their socials. This time, teaming up with Megan Maroney.
I knew it. I knew it. It was in there somewhere. Yeah. But that's awesome.
Oh, that is cool.
Ronnie Dunn said in that video... I don't know. What does Ronnie Dunn sound like?
He's got kind of a deep voice.
Yeah.
Slow drawl.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can. Come on.
I just did. You can do it.
Never say can't. Just do it.
She dug something out that just came out of the blue. It was magic. Does he sound like that?
Yeah, perfect. Just like that. Yeah, did he even change his voice?
He said that, giving fans a sneak peek of Maroney's take on the track, set to release November 15th.
Very cool.
And that's country music news.
I'm not disappointed, but I'm also not happy.
Really?
With the country music news. Does that make sense?
I suppose so.
I'm not disappointed, but I'm not happy.
That's what I was aiming for. I just want to be nothing, you know? I don't want to be disappointing, but I don't want to go above and beyond either. I just want to be nothing.
Jordan.
Great job, Jordan Verge.
What?
Chicken butt!
Oh! No! Yes!
No!
Yes! Yes!
I walked into it.
Q106.5. A healthy Halloween candy option. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy.
Yes.
We'll get to that in a second. We do celebrate wins on Friday. Appreciate and learn from the losses of the week, but we want to ride into the weekend on that W, big or small.
Right.
For example, I bought a rake this week. That is my big W. Well, small, but big if you put it against how long it took me to buy that rake, which has been months. Miss Cindy learned some new technology.
Yes.
If you want to share your win, we want to celebrate with you. 207-991-9500. Or you could hit us up on the app. We got a couple to read right now. Lexi McInnes wrote in.
Okay.
She shared, because somebody else shared this earlier, she said, I also am paying off one of my cars today. Yay. Congratulations.
What?
I also am paying off one of my cars today.
Yeah.
Okay, baller. Which one? The Lambo or the Range Rover? The Lambo or the Range Rover? And then we got, it looks like Fred wrote in from Augusta, says, my W is I'm still not divorced and I'm hard to love.
Well, that's good.
That is good.
That's good. We have a W on here from Jordan Verge. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
He said, I didn't have any beer this week.
Oh, no, that's not true.
And then said, I did have lots of vodka, though.
Okay, that's...
yeah.
He'll be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. Before we get to the whether or not there is there a healthy candy option for Halloween, let's play this voice message from Vicky on the Q106.5 app.
What's Halloween without peanut butter cups? The grandkids all get a full bag of peanut butter cups for Halloween, and there's always peanut butter cups at our house. This is Vicky from Bangor. I hope you guys have a great day.
You too, Vicky. It sounds like she's doing better, too.
Yeah.
That was in regard to people spending more money on gummy-type candy.
Right.
Twizzler-type candy.
Right.
In lieu of, like, Reese's, because they're too expensive.
Right. You were looking at me funny because I was shaking my head, but you said healthy candy. It's like, that's an oxymoron. Healthy candy.
And you wouldn't be wrong. A registered dietitian with top nutrition coaching, this is the article that I'm reading from, shared that there isn't really any nutritional value in any Halloween candy. But if you were to pick the healthiest.
Okay.
The healthiest Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Or candy overall.
Yeah.
Could you guess?
The healthiest candy. Reese's, because it has peanut butter, which is protein.
Close. The healthiest Halloween candy is peanut M&Ms. They provide a little bit more substance than just corn syrup. You get 2 grams of protein, 9 grams of sugar. That's lower than most. A similar size serving of Reese's peanut butter cups contains around the same nutritional value, but a touch more added sugar. And a Snickers bar contains no fiber, unlike Reese's peanut butter cups and peanut M&Ms. So...
Wow, I love peanut M&Ms.
If you were going to pick one, peanut M&Ms it is.
And they kind of fill you up faster, so I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got all the red food coloring there too.
Right.
So, I mean, sure, you're eating the healthiest candy, but then also, you know, that'll probably cause some kind of diseases later in life with all that food coloring.
A nice thing to think.
There is no healthy candy. If chocolate isn't your dish, she says, if you're just into sugary sweets, Smarties are the best option. One serving of Smarties contains just 25 calories and 6 grams of sugar. Well, yeah, because it's a tiny little roll thing.
Yeah.
And nobody eats just one of those.
No.
I'll go through 50 of those in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
If you're looking for a healthy candy option, there isn't one. Just
it's
eat it
candy.
And enjoy. Right. Halloween comes once a year, and how many Halloweens do you get in your lifetime?
Exactly.
Enjoy. We're David and Cindy, Q106.5.
My name is Cindy, and I'm a hunting widow. My husband had the day off yesterday. I think I spent a whole 3 hours with him. He had the whole day off. Other than that, he was in a tree stand or sleeping.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I was really concerned. I was like, is he okay?
No, he's fine. He's actually very excited and having fun. I love how much he enjoys this season. So when he says, let's go to Old Town Trading Post in Old Town because I need a new fill in the blank tree stand, game call, packets of hot hands to ward off the early morning chill, I'm ready to go. I mean, he loves the hunting section this time of year. And I always love checking out the fishing department. This season may be over in our area, but Old Town Trading Post in Old Town and Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln still have lures, rods, reels, and lots of dreaming of next season. Maine owned by Dave and Melissa, who know what it takes to enjoy the state through all seasons. So I always have to check out the selection of warm hoodies and cozy base layers and everything in between. Of course, if you're anticipating the start of firearm season, Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters both have lots of firearms and plenty of ammo, as well as experienced employees who can answer your questions so you can find the right weapon for your hunt. It's the best time to plan a trip to Old Town Trading Post, 1681 Bennett Road in Old Town, and Whitney's Outfitters, 274 West Broadway in Lincoln. Stop by soon and be sure to tell them Cindy sent you.
Five, we are David and Cindy. Happy Friday. Thank you so much for listening. You finally did it. You finally watched it. The first two episodes were released of Shrinking Season 2.
Right, on Apple TV.
If you're not familiar with this show, Shrinking stars Harrison Ford, Jason Segel. It's absolutely hilarious.
It's about a group of therapists. That's where the name comes from, Shrinking.
Right, yeah. And it's just so good. We couldn't recommend this show more, especially if you're a Ted Lasso fan. Same people that are behind Ted Lasso are behind Shrinking as well. And you watched the first two episodes. Now we can finally talk about it.
Have you watched both of them?
Yes, I've been waiting for you.
So you saw that one of the Ted Lasso actors,
correct,
popped up in the show, which was awesome.
He's
a bad guy.
Well,
kind of.
We'll find out how bad he is. I mean, yeah, he's bad. He's done some bad things.
Yeah. Right now he's considered bad guy.
But do you know that he's one of the like executive producers and creators behind Ted Lasso and Shrinking?
Oh, cool. No, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. That guy is far more talented than he gets credit for.
Oh, he was amazing in Ted Lasso.
Yeah, he plays Roy Kent in Ted Lasso. And now
the guy who never smiles.
Right. And now he plays somebody who is not looked in a positive, with a positive light, right, in Shrinking.
Yeah, nicely put.
Now we have to wait until Wednesday for episode 3.
Yeah.
But what did you think?
Oh, I loved it.
I think it's better than season 1 so far.
Yeah, I love the way this, I don't want to say I love the way this season's going, because at the end of episode 2, I was kind of sad.
Right.
About several things that happened, but I do love the way that it's going. I mean, the writing is great, and it's so absorbing, you know?
It is.
Like, you get so involved in the story, and I was like, really? We have to wait till Wednesday? Okay.
I know, and I wish I knew all the names of all the actors and actresses, because each and every one of them, they're just perfectly casted, and they're all very talented.
Yes. The only other one I know is Wendy Malick.
Who's she?
She is Harrison Ford's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She's the doctor.
Oh, yeah. She's great, too.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford, this is his best role. And I love Indiana Jones. I love Star Wars. Yeah. This is his best role.
Yeah, I completely agree. He's just so much more just down to earth than what I think you imagine maybe he's really like.
In real life, yeah. Right.
I love it.
So, fantastic show. If you're looking for something to watch over the weekend, I don't know why. The weather's going to be absolutely beautiful. Maybe hang tight until the weather gets cold later next week and for the next...
When there are 3 episodes. Yeah.
Right. There you go. Wait until Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, when we get back into the 50s and 40s and the weather's not as pretty as it's going to be over the weekend. And and Monday, Tuesdays, we're going to be in the 70s.
Right.
I mean, I'm bringing my bikini back out for Monday, Tuesday.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah. All right. We are Q106.5. Be caller number 10 right now. 12OC is going to be in Bar Harbor tonight. 12OC is in Bar Harbor tonight.
991-9500. Give us a call.
Yep. Criterion Theater. If you can make it, you want to go, we want to send you for free. That number again, 207-991-9500.
Getting a new roof is a big deal. So you want to hire someone you trust who will do the job right. I recommend my friends at Home Roofing Solutions because they are Maine's professional roofing company. With over 185 star reviews on Google, their reputation says it all. Home Roofing Solutions just keeps getting better. Now, with 3 new locations in Bangor, Holton, and Gorham, as well as their original location in Aetna. If you're thinking about replacing your roof, there's only one number to call, and that's 269-HOME for Home Roofing Solutions. They'll send a roofing expert to inspect your job, talk to you about your options like asphalt, shingles, or metal roofing, fill you in on the Home Roofing Solutions warranty package, which is the best in the business, and then they'll give you your free quote. Get your job on their calendar soon so you can have your new roof before the snow flies. If money has you putting your roof replacement off, call Home Roofing Solutions because they have great financing options for qualified buyers. They call it Roof Now, Pay Later. Stop putting it off and call Home Roofing Solutions today to get started on your free quote. Find them at 269 Home or at homeroofingsolutions.com.
Happy Friday. It's David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we are, oh my gosh, look at that calendar, 13 days away from Halloween. Well, where is it? Okay. Well, she's fired.
She stepped out for a second. You know, throat was feeling a little raw.
Okay. Hey, now that I mentioned that, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Why don't skeletons like Halloween candy? That seems silly, right? Halloween candy is delicious. I love Halloween candy. The Reese's pumpkins are probably my favorite around Halloween time. But why don't skeletons like Halloween candy?
They just don't have a sweet tooth.
They don't have the stomach for it.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, what's yours? What is it?
What is it?
Cindy got it.
Oh, there you go.
You know, I only have a few things in life that bring me joy.
You got me with chicken butt earlier. It was off air, but he got me with chicken butt earlier.
It doesn't matter, but still, I have the chicken butt game, that okay, the occasional Taco Bell, and then silly little jokes like this.
Yeah.
And then you just rob me of my punchline.
You know what I have that makes me happy?
Several things.
Didn't you guys both say that you picked the New Orleans Saints this time around?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I picked the Broncos.
Oh.
Not only did I pick it in our office pool, I put real money on it.
Yeah, that was...
I bet money.
I wouldn't have done that. That was really dumb of you.
I put together a parlay. I made a $3 bet that should have paid out $4,000. didn't happen.
That's so unfortunate. Those usually work. Yeah. Man, what would you have done if you had let's pretend. Oh, let's pretend right now. What would you have done if you had $4,000, Jordan?
Oh, see, I wouldn't.
Oh, gosh.
I wouldn't tell you, but there would be signs.
Sure.
I can't come in. I'm a little under the weather. Yeah, right.
My weekend's starting early.
Cindy, you win $4,000 in a parlay. What would you do?
What would, with $4,000?
Yeah.
I would buy a new couch for my house.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's right.
I think I would do that too.
Geez, yeah, that'd be amazing. Oh,
if you ever sat on my couch, you'd agree.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
We got to get you a new couch. Yeah. Jeez. Oh, to have that $4,000.
What's wrong with the couch? Is it just uncomfortable or what's wrong with it?
We've had it too long and it's just worn and starting to not be very supportive. And my dog ripped up part of it. We just need a new one.
That dang Toby.
Not comfortable.
Mm. Yeah.
Actually, it started with a different dog.
Well, oh wow. What happened to that dog?
He died.
I was at Martin's yesterday.
Really,
yes, let's change the subject.
Really,
yes.
And how did the dog die? Was it old age or?
No.
What happened?
He was not even four.
Oh. I hate asking questions.
Did he do something to the couch and you just got really mad?
Q106.5, we're David and Cindy. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Join every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
And we are 68 days until Christmas, 41 days until Thanksgiving, and let's try this again, 13 days until Halloween.
Are you going to have like sound effects or hire someone for once Halloween's done? Like, 32 days until Thanksgiving. There's like a turkey. Yeah.
Why do I need to hire someone? We got a turkey in studio.
That was really bad.
Since I did mention the 13
and
days.
I'll ignore the fact that you called me a turkey.
I was going to say, did you call my friend a turkey?
I didn't call her a turkey. I just said we have a turkey. So, moving forward. Hey, question for you guys.
Yeah.
Who does a this one's actually really funny. Who does a werewolf go trick-or-treating with? Mm. Who does a werewolf go trick-or-treating with? Probably Goldilocks or Little Red Riding Hood.
I would think, you know, he's involved in a lot of friend groups, so he always gets into hairy situations.
Who does a werewolf go trick-or-treating with?
His pack?
His cousins, What Wolf and Win Wolf.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. That was good.
That was good. What's that
one? Tomorrow morning, I'm going to go hike Cadillac Mountain, Miss Cindy.
Whoa. Okay.
All right, for the sunrise.
Yep.
Now, I brought this up to Jordan Verge,
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm going to Cadillac Mountain, too. Yeah. And I go, oh. I'm like, would you guys want to do the sunrise hike with me? Because he's going with a buddy. He goes, oh, we're not going that early. And I got rejected. I don't think I've ever been rejected so harshly before by a colleague.
Yeah, so Cindy, tomorrow I'm going to Cadillac Mountain. I'm going to hike it. But I'm not doing the sunrise because when would I have to get up? I'd have to get up at like what?
The sunrise. Listen,
three?
What time are you guys going to get there? It's going to be packed this weekend because of the MDI marathon.
Yeah. And it's going to be nice weather this weekend. Yeah.
Beautiful
the
weather.
Last nice weather of the week of the year. Of the year.
How upset would you be if we ended up doing the sunrise hike?
I see them at the peak as the sun rises over the horizon. I look over to my left and there's Jordan Verge cuddling with his buddy because they're, you know, they're cold and they want to do body warmth. Yeah. And, you know, they're weird. It's his generation.
Weird? What do you mean?
They do weird stuff. Sunrise is at 6:56. That's basically 7 a.m. So you would have to wake up. You would have to wake up, what, 4:30?
On my day off? You're expecting me to do that on my day off?
Don't forget it's going to take you, what, an hour to get down
hour
there,
to
right?
get there. That's why I say 4:30.
And then how long does the hike take?
Yeah.
An hour 30. Hour 30 max.
Okay, but that's you doing it.
To get this up to the top. I'm going to go very slow. Listen, I'm
and
an old man.
What time is sunrise?
6:56.
So, David, okay. I'm just telling you.
You're cutting it kind of close. You're not allowing for traffic or anything like that.
I'm telling him, for him, I'm trying to sell it to him. I'm going to leave at like 3 a.m. Because I want to make sure I get there and find parking.
I'm not going
to
do that. David, this is me telling you I would do it. And I'm also throwing my significant other under the bus right now. Okay?
Sure, yeah.
She's not going to want to get up on her day off.
I get it. Yeah, I understand. And so Autumn always gets a pass in my
book.
But,
true.
You know,
it's her season. I can't force this on her.
I just don't understand. You're going to go there and I'm going to be there and we're not going to hike together.
We'll probably see each other on, like, you'll be coming down and I'll be on my way up.
It's not the same.
You can wave, say hi.
I'll be so alone. What if I get lost on the trail? What if I perish? What if that happens, Jordan Verge? Because you made me go solo on a sunrise hike in the dark on Cadillac Mountain. Well, I'm brand new to Maine.
Jordan will be the one to find you on the trail.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a great article. You get all the details on, you know, David being found on the Q106.5 app.
Local band 12OC is going to be on MDI this weekend, too. In fact, tonight they're performing at Criterion Theater. 12OC. They are so good.
The historic Criterion Theater.
Yeah. And they are so much fun to watch. You want to go for free? We have some free tickets.
Cool.
Give us a call. 991-9500. 207-991-9500. Be caller number 10 right now. And you're going to go see 12OC tonight in Bar Harbor for free. Q106.5. Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Thank you so much.
Are you guys into scary movies?
Yes.
I'm not really into scary movies.
Me neither. I'm a coward.
Yes,
really?
I love them.
Like, what's your favorite, like, blood screaming scary movie?
Well, I don't necessarily like the really, really bloody ones.
Right.
I mean, give me Halloween over Friday the 13th.
Okay.
I don't want slasher movies. I want jump scares.
You don't want Chainsaw Massacre.
Or
Terrifier. Have you guys seen Terrifier?
No.
Yes. Yeah, so that's like kind of a newer horror franchise, and that's all just gore and blood and
I don't like
all the stuff that I don't want to see.
Right. I don't like that stuff, but my favorite is The Possession.
Okay.
Which has Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Kira Sedgwick.
Oh, sure. Yeah, good. Good.
Who play parents of these two girls, and the smallest girl has her dad buy her a box, a wooden box that she can't open at a yard sale. And this box was just in the home of a woman who got the you-know-what beat out of her when she was in a room all by herself, but there were voices coming out of the box, and the box is possessed.
Oh, I can't do that. There's like a trailer for a new movie called Smile 2.
Yes. I've seen that one.
Yeah, those ones are just too much. I
can't do it. Yeah. You saw Smile.
Yeah.
Was it scary?
Yeah. It was not my favorite. But
I will.
Yeah.
I don't understand the joy of sitting there and watching a movie that you know is just going to make you like be terrified.
The Boogeyman is really good too. That's based on a Stephen King short story, literally about a boogeyman in the house.
I think I read that.
Huge jump scares in that one. It's really awesome.
I don't get the appeal. I just don't understand the appeel.
I just watched Insidious for the first time recently, and I didn't think it was as spooky as everyone like plays it up to be.
The first part of Insidious had a few jump scares, mm-hmm. and then it gets just weird at the end.
Right.
It's really weird.
Is that like a sequel to, or no, just its own film?
Its own film.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, here's a list of films for those who don't like to be jump scared, who like to just enjoy Halloween like a normal human being and laugh and you know, eat candy.
Oh, yeah. Me.
I want to see if Jordan has seen any of these, first of all.
Okay. Oh, you know he hasn't, but okay.
We'll start with Beetlejuice.
I've seen it recently.
Okay, that's right. All right. What about Coco?
Don't know what that is.
I don't know what that
is. Pixar film, 2017.
No.
Coco.
No.
About the Day of the Dead.
No.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've seen that one.
Ghostbusters.
No.
That one blows my mind.
I know. It's such a great movie.
Goosebumps.
I've seen that.
Jack Black.
Yep. No. Okay. I know the books.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everybody does.
The books, but
the movie's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. What about Gremlins?
No.
Not really?
Don't eat them after midnight.
They're so good. I don't know if I necessarily consider that a Halloween movie. Right?
Well, I the second time I watched it, I watched it with a friend of mine who was terrified by that movie.
No kidding.
But he was also partaking in some other things that evening.
That'll do it.
Okay. It's now legal in Maine.
I'll do that and watch these.
Gremlins is more of like a Christmas movie, I would say.
It's more of a Christmas movie, yeah.
Hocus Pocus.
I just watched that recently.
No,
I did.
Good.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, and?
It is all right. It's just a New England fun movie, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's not spooky.
It's not scary.
Yeah.
Jaws. Although some would argue that is kind of scary.
That is scary.
Isn't that a summer movie?
Yeah.
And people make it a Halloween movie. Okay. Monsters, Inc.
I have seen Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University. Those are some good movies.
The Sixth Sense, which that's kind of a one that I could tolerate. That's not really a scary movie. It's more of a story.
It's suspenseful, right?
I watched it, yeah. I watched it once, and, you know, once you get to the end of it,
right. There's,
like, no reason to watch it after that. So.
And then, finally, Transylvania.
No, I don't know what that is.
Adam Sandler.
Is it like a cartoon?
Yeah,
okay,
he plays
like
Dracula.
Commercials for it, then, or trailers.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah. Nope, never seen it.
Yeah, there's a few of them. Okay.
I'm chipping away at that list, though. If you asked me, let's say, a month ago, I wouldn't have seen any of these movies except for Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University.
Which I'm proud of you.
Have you ever seen Casper?
No. The Friendly Ghost, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen the movie.
Wow.
Adam's Family. Yeah, they don't have Adam's Family on here either. I would add that one.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah, all of them. Nope. Man, you are missing out.
I'm sorry.
We need to get you sick. We need to get him sick. Does anybody have COVID? We need 207-991-9500, like the safe version of it. We just need to get you sick to where you're knocked out for about a week so you can sit at home and watch all these classic Halloween movies.
David, if that's the case, I'm just rewatching The Office again. I'm not watching these movies.
Okay, so we need to cancel all of his streaming services. Just load him up with DVDs.
We're David and Cindy. Thanks for listening. Cindy, thanks for laughing with us on a Friday. Join every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burns.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. You sure you don't want to do the sunrise hike with me? Either of you? Cadillac Mountain.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Brewer Community School tonight handing out candy for the trunk or treat.
That's right.
I don't know if after that I'm going to want to go home and immediately go to sleep. Really, then I'll have to wake up. Right, yeah. It's going to be a late night handing out candy.
Yeah, you could just candy it up all night and then drive out. with me at 3 a.m.
I could pull an all-nighter.
All that sugar high going on. Of course, you'll get halfway up and you'll crash.
Right.
You know, I mean, like from the sugar point of view.
Not from the drive.
Not from the drive.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just figure, yeah, that makes sense because you can't wake up early if you never go to sleep.
That's right.
And that was my biggest issue. I didn't want to wake up early on my day off.
Is that your words of wisdom?
Yes. Don't go to sleep.
Cindy, do you have words of wisdom?
I'm not going to do the hike with you because tomorrow I'm going to be at US Cellular on Stillwater Avenue from 11 to 1 for us days. We're going to be giving away tickets to A Day to Remember, their concert in Portland, and also PBR tickets. So my words of wisdom are come see me tomorrow at US Cellular in Bangor between 11 and 1.
I feel like my words of wisdom should be like never hike alone. but I feel like I have no choice. I'm not going to go with that one. You only have so many Halloweens in your life, so eat that candy.
Beautiful.
Love it.
Love that. Mm-hmm. All right. Jordan Verge is up next. You got another code to send somebody to Jacksonville, Florida to go see Jelly Roll.
I do, and I will.
What time is that at?
No, it's coming up at 10:20 on Q106.5.
Have a good weekend.